Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
Oh, it's you again. I see you've managed to sneak your way back into Floosville just in time for season 3. You're a punctual one, aren't you? Right on time for all the fun stuff. But were you here to help me de-gunk the goop tank? Well, neither were Waffle and Martha.
Did somebody say Waffle?
And Martha?
No, nobody said that. Now go away! Today is a very important day, and I just don't have time to worry about those goofballs and their shenanigans.
We love shenanigans.
We don't know what they are, but we love them.
Listen, you two need to go find someone else to bother. I'm incredibly busy right now. The cooking competition is about to begin and...
Cooking competition? I'm great at cooking.
And I'm great at eating. Watch, give me something to eat.
No, no, no. The Smells Kitchen cooking competition is for serious chefs only. The only thing you two cook up is nonsense.
Sounds pretty tasty.
Can I have fries with that?
As the mayor and judge of the competition, it's my job to pick the best dish. That winning dish will become our newest Fizzbar flavor. Not that you know this, but time is of the essence in cooking. Meaning we really must get started. I'll just show you to the exit.
Can we compete in the cooking competition, Mr. Schnooze? Please, 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 please.
We'll be serious chefs, we promise.
Have you ever even cooked anything before?
Nuh-uh.
But there's a first time for everything!
I can't wait to try using the oven.
Well, I suppose having bad food in the competition is helpful in highlighting all the good food. Oh, all right, you can compete!
Yay!
But don't burn the place down, okay? That's the last thing I need.
Ha! Don't worry.
You know us.
Yes, that's exactly why I'm worried. Now come along, follow me to the arena. Testing, testing. Is this thing on? Hello, Fizzies! Welcome to the Smells Kitchen Cooking Competition. I'm your mayor, judge, and handsome host, Mr. Schnooze. Now, are you ready to find out which dishes can't handle the heat and which dish will become our newest Fizzbar flavor? And what a talented group of competitors we have here today. Introducing our first chef, the Fizz-O-Matic fanatic, the engineer we love to hear. Give it up for Sparky!
I hope he wins.
No, Waffle. We hope we win.
Our next chef is a fizzy of few words. He may not have the gift of the gab, but he's got a gift for the forklift. All the way from the warehouse, please welcome Norm! Well, that's everyone.
Wait, Mr. Schnooze, what about us?
Oh, and, Waffle and Martha.
He said our names were famous!
Now simmer down, everyone. See what you did there? Simmer, because it's a cooking competition. Fine, let's just get started. Chefs, your goal today is to create the most delicious, flavorful, scrumptious new Fizzbar flavor. Remember, here on Smell's Kitchen, anything goes. Your only limit is your imagination. Oh, and this timer. 60 minutes on the clock, and your time starts now.
Okay, Waffle, what's our plan?
I was gonna ask you that.
Great minds think alike. Mimes, mimes, mimes are French. French toast is French. French toast is delicious. Spaghetti is delicious. That's it. Bingo.
So we're playing bingo now? Okay.
No, spaghetti. It's a perfect Fizzbar flavor. I mean, who wouldn't want a spaghetti-flavored candy?
Martha, hold that thought. There's an idea in my brain drain. What if, wait for it, we made a spaghetti-flavored Fizzbar?
Why didn't I think of that? Waffle, you're a genius.
Duh, I know. Okay, let's get cooking. How do you cook again?
I think you just press every button in the kitchen.
Sounds right to me. You press buttons while I get started on ingredients.
Don't forget to dip the meatballs in vanilla.
I'm here with Sparky, the crowd favorite in today's competition. Sparky, what's your strategy? How do you plan to stand out among your competitors?
Well, when people think of candy, they think of dessert. And there's no better dessert than ice cream. So, I'm making ice cream flavored Fizzbars.
Wow, sounds like an excellent choice. I can't wait to taste them. And will you be baking, frying? The crowd is dying to know.
Right now, I'm mixing up a batter. Once that's ready, I'll put it in the oven. Actually, I'm feeling pretty good about my chance of winning. Cooking is a lot like engineering.
You heard it here first, folks. Chef Sparky isn't just confident at the Fizz-O-Matic, he's confident in the kitchen. All right, we'll let you focus on your cooking. Let's see how the other competitors are doing. Chef Norm, nice to see you again. Can we talk a little about your strategy? What flavor are you going for today?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, wow, really? Well said, and it's so true. You know, I never would have expected that. But in Smell's Kitchen, you have to expect the unexpected.
Mr. Schnooze!
Ah, so unexpected.
Mr. Schnooze, come see what we're making.
It's super duper yummerific.
All right, I'm coming.
Ta-da!
I don't see anything that looks remotely like food.
Well, of course not. We're not even close to done yet, silly.
Then why'd you call me over here?
Because you were talking to all the other competitors, we got jealous.
Ugh, fine. While I'm here, I may as well interview you about what you're making.
Only the best Fizzbar ever.
Perfect for when you want something sweet.
I have a feeling I'm going to regret asking this, but what flavor is it?
Spaghetti!
Mamma mia.
Nothing better than a candy bar filled with garlicky, tomatoey goodness.
Take a look for yourself. The dough is in the sink.
That's your dough? It's a bunch of gray slop.
Did you say great slop?
No, not great. Gray.
Thank you.
And for Pete's sake, why is it in the sink?
Well, because we sink, it'll win.
It's all a part of the process.
Martha, Waffle.
That's Chef Waffle to you?
Can't you at least try to take something seriously for once?
We are being serious.
Yeah, I'm wearing my business apron.
Well, try to be seriouser. Seriouser. More serious? Oh, you've got me all mixed up.
Oh, mixed? That's what we're missing? We didn't mix our dough.
Yeah, let's put it in the blender.
Make sure you put a top on it first or it'll...
Spray everywhere.
Food fight!
No food fight! No!
Woo! Gotcha!
Great shot, Martha! My turn!
Na-na-na-na-na-na. Missed me. No one can get Sparky.
Then why is there butter on your butt? Butter butt!
Oh, yeah? Take this.
Norm!
warm! Sparky, stop it!
Touchdown, hole in one!
Woohoo, that's a three-pointer, Waffle.
I bet I could get a four-pointer.
Stop this at once! Oh, dear, what a mess. And it's Maud's day off, too. Why don't you take a little break while I get this place back in shape? Don't be too long, we still have a winner to crown. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Smell's Kitchen Cooking Competition. I'm Mr. Snooze, mayor, judge, host, and apparently janitor. I finally managed to get this place cleaned up, no thanks to Martha and Waffle. Jeez, getting those two to cook is not a piece of cake. Anyhow, enough jibber-jabber, it's time to pick the next new Fizzbar flavor! First up for judging is Chef Sparky. Sparky, please present your dish.
Mr. Snooze, what I made for you today is a vanilla ice cream Fizzbar with a chocolate crunch coating. It's also topped with popping candy sprinkles for some extra fizz. I hope you enjoy.
Well, it smells delicious, but it's the taste that counts. Let me try a bite. Oh, that is fizzy, and the taste is scrum-diddly-umptious. It would make a great new Fizzbar flavor.
Ooh, we want to try.
Yeah, sharing is caring.
Well, unfortunately, that's for judges only.
Too late!
That's delicious!
It should definitely win.
Ugh. Moving on.
But I'm not done eating.
Up next, we have Chef Norm. Norm, please present your dish. Wow, an ooey-gooey, mouth-gluey caramel fizz bar filled with all sorts of sticky deliciousness. How did you make it? Oh my goodness, don't just tell everyone your secret ingredient. Well, I can't wait to try it. It smells like a perfect fizz bar. Now to take a bite. Mmm, yum. I could eat a million of those.
We could eat a million and one.
Watch, we'll show ya. Waffle, grab my stretchy pants.
No, no stretchy pants. You two should focus on making sure your own dish is edible. In fact, I'm scared to even try it.
Why? It's not like it's raw.
Yeah, we cooked it really well for you and we only set the smoke alarm off six times.
Six and a half.
Ugh, let's just get this over with. Chefs Martha and Waffle, please present your dish.
Mr. Snooze, prepare your mouth for a taste explosion.
We promise you've never had anything like it before.
Oh, well, that I believe.
We proudly present to you...
Dun 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 dun!
Our ready, steady, spaghetti Fizzbar!
Free-range spaghetti!
Cage-free tomato sauce.
Pasture-raised garlic.
Topped with whipped cream and strawberry syrup.
Bon appetit!
All right, it looks not good. And it smells... Well, maybe it tastes better than it smells. I'll take a bite.
Mr. Snooze, you're just holding it in front of your mouth.
You're supposed to eat your food, silly.
Okay, I can do this. One tiny nibble.
Well?
Is it the best thing you've ever eaten ever?
That was better than I thought it would be.
Really?
Did we win?
Oh, absolutely not. It was disgusting, and the aftertaste is somehow even worse. I've never eaten anything this horrible. Why is it so gritty?
We put dirt in it for color.
You know, to zuzz it up a little bit.
Please remind me to never eat your cooking again.
What did he say?
I already forgot.
Well, folks, it's time for the final judging. I wish I could give the Spaghetti Fizzbar negative points, but unfortunately, I have to give it something. So in third place, Waffle and Martha.
Woohoo!
We won!
Yeah!
That's not what I said!
Yeah!
And in first...
Huzzah! Hooray!
And in first...
We're number one! We're number one!
Ugh, forget it.
those two bozos don't even care about who actually won.
It was Sparky, by the way. Goodness me, what a day. Hopefully, Marta and Waffle will have calmed down a little by the next time you visit. Not that I want you to visit, but it seems we can't keep you out. Well, congratulations to Sparky, and remember, don't tell anyone we're down here.
Go, kid, go!
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.